Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. Third hour of our get together this morning. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is, let's call it 8:07, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. 24 years after that fateful day, September 11, 2001. And anybody who was alive enough to understand what was going on at that time, it was a kick in the gut to America. It really was. And we'll dig into that a little bit further. But also, really, I mean, your top story is the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And joining us right now from Gun Owners of America, he's a representative and a regular guest on the Bob Rose Show, Louis Valdez. Louis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and I wish today wasn't what it is today.
Yeah,
there's no words to say it.
Yeah, no, and look, we're going to get into the actual event a little bit. You have a background in law enforcement, so I think that's important here, and you're a huge Second Amendment supporter. So I want to ask you this. There was a court case, and I mean, this thing would be all we were talking about today if it wasn't for the Charlie Kirk thing and the anniversary of 9/11. But is open carry going to be the law of the land in Florida because of a recent court ruling, in fact, yesterday?
Open carry is going to be the law of the land. The First District Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that there is no tangible difference between open and concealed carry when it comes to the Second Amendment, that Florida's ban on open carry was and is completely unconstitutional.
And I believe that there was mentioned some of these previous decisions that were made, the Heller one. I mean, you know all these things, but there's like three big ones that were made, and that was all kind of part of this ruling, according to one of the judges, three judges on the court. And I guess here's my fear, like so many other things that were like, yeah, we won. Is there going to be a weak-kneed Republican or a Democrat judge that can somehow just jump up and say, hold on, no, we're going to have an injunction here and try to put this on hold?
Not in the state of Florida. The only possible way that any challenge could have been done is if the Attorney General requested a rehearing or appealed it to the state Supreme Court, and the Attorney General said, no, the First District Court has the right ruling. We stand by this. We are not going to challenge this. So in a couple of days, about 15 to 16 days now, the court will then the time frame where a rehearing could have been done will lapse, and by then the official opinion will be out from the court. But the truth of the matter is already you have sheriff's agencies across the state and police chiefs saying, we are not going to enforce open carry. Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey posted yesterday, he has directed all of his deputies to not enforce the open carry ban. I know Clay County has done similar. There's already word coming out that open carry is the law of the land. You cannot violate someone's civil rights. Now, remember, property rights are still property rights. So if you are open carrying, just as if you're concealed carrying, and you walk into a business, and the business asks you not to do that, and they ask you to leave, you do have to abide by that. It does not override private property rights. So I'm giving that as a fair warning out there. Folks, respect private property rights.
All right, there you go. So great information on that. And if anything changes, we know you'll be in touch with us like you always have, and we appreciate that. Charlie Kirk, getting murdered the way he did. I mean, is this going to be open season on conservatives? I mean, the attempts on Trump, there's been other politically motivated events like that. Is there a target on conservatives' backs now?
It appears so. As a student of history, similar events happened in pre-Spanish Civil War Spain, where you had Marxists and leftists target monarchists and conservative members of society. The same has happened in Russia. The same happened in Germany. The same happened in Venezuela and Cuba and elsewhere. This is, you know, they always say history doesn't repeat, but it sure rhymes. And right now we're seeing a similar pattern as what has happened in other countries. And the end result is not something that's positive.
We're talking to Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. He's a representative, and he's also a former law enforcement officer. And so, Luis, you have been a cop. When you first found out that most plausible is that the shooter was on a roof, did you just blood pressure just go crazy like mine did?
You know, in terms of Charlie Kirk's security detail, it was tailored for confrontational politics, in case someone threw a bottle at him or tried to charge him and strike him, or if someone got close to shoot him or stab him. You cannot pre-plan and make everything 100% foolproof. In terms of Charlie Kirk's security detail, I understand what they were looking for, because in prior past instances, it's been people that have been confrontational with him. And myself, as a public speaker, you know, I keep my eye out. I stay vigilant when I speak in public spaces and things of that nature. But I also understand that there is a certain inherent risk being a public figure and speaking in public spaces. And, you know, America lost a great figure, but that pales in comparison to what his family lost. They lost a husband. They lost a father. You know, as a husband and a father myself, my heart goes out to their family. GOA goes out, you know, our collective hearts go out to his family. GOA and Turning Point USA worked hand in hand. Our 2A Defenders College program worked hand in hand with Charlie Kirk. Our Gun Owners Foundation, our nonprofit litigation side worked hand in hand with them. I mean, it's this attack is horrific on multiple levels, but again, it pales in comparison to what his family has suffered. And that's the worst thing here.
Just moving forward, and you can push this any way you want. You do have many connections. The use of a drone, the use of taking the high ground, being on the highest point, even one person on a roof with binoculars could have prevented this from happening, could have prevented Butler. I hate that we have to learn this lesson over again. Your point is very well taken about limited security and what the focus generally would be. I get it. They have to see big picture stuff, and they have to see what's not coming, just like 9/11. We don't protect people taking over planes. We don't lock the cockpit door. Why would we? So here we are again. And one more thing, and this is the final thing. The killer is still on the loose. What the heck? How can that be?
You know, it's sometimes that happens, and I pray to God, and I know every resource right now in out west is being used to hunt down this person, and I truly hope that it's sooner rather than later that this person is brought into custody and that we get answers, because, again, this is just horrific. GOA's heart goes out to Charlie Kirk's family. I had the pleasure of meeting and talking with Charlie Kirk a number of years ago briefly, and he was such a personable, caring, and knowledgeable guy, and he truly did believe in the idea of open, free debate. He truly believed that as a country, we can debate our differences. And for the fact that it has resulted in this is appalling. And what's worse is that you have officials now wanting to restrict our rights because of this.
Mm. We will have many conversations about this, and we will have you on the air having many more conversations related to all this. And we appreciate you being a defender of the Second Amendment, and we pray along with you for the family of Charlie Kirk. Rest in peace. And, Lewis, we pray for your safety and your family as well.
Thank you.
All right. Stay safe, my friend. We will speak again soon. It is 8:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yes, there's a ton of things to still talk about. I want to get your input as well. And just a quick reminder that you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Be talking like that on my show, Hannity.
Yeah. Kiss your mama with those lips.
Mr. Jiu-Jitsu. Tie you into a pretzel in a heartbeat, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, let's fight for our paychecks.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! I could eat his body weight in chicken wings or lobster. Bring it! Just kidding around. We got to get... I'm sorry. Had to add some lightness. Today, wow. It's overload. Emotional overload. It is 8:22 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a 24th year anniversary since 9/11, and an absolutely horrific day that turned into, well, a lot longer than that, but thousands of Americans died. And so, yeah, of course, we're going to recognize that. And leading up to today, that's what we knew we were going to talk about. And then Charlie Kirk got assassinated yesterday, and that changed everything. That changed a lot of things. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who is a regular guest on the show, put out on X, I want to share this with you. I thought she really captured, I think, this, you know, nobody can put it all together in short thoughts, but she said, "Candidly, I've struggled to find the words since news broke about the murder of Charlie Kirk. While we all continue to process and mourn, here's what I do know. Charlie believed..." Facebook just took me off of that. Yeah. Well, I might have to put that on hold by now. But she encapsulated, really, a lot of our thoughts. And in... to add my own stuff to it, the assassination of Charlie Kirk was successful for the assassin and for those who might, you know, might have that, the thought that somehow that this is a good thing. It's just, that in itself is sad and tragic on its own. But it also was the attempted assassination of free speech. Well, I think what some of the haters are going to find out is this really is a waking up point for a lot of people, a lot of Americans. Charlie Kirk was probably one of the worst targets that the left could have, and the left didn't choose it. I get that. But whoever was behind this, they couldn't have picked somebody who would actually, by their death, have a legacy that would grow in size, a following that would grow in size, that already was substantial. And so you've given birth to a bunch of mini Charlie Kirks who are going to, they're going to react to this in a strong way, not in a violent way, because that's not what Charlie would have wanted, and that's not what this is all about, but in a way to protect, truly protect free speech. Remember, popular speech doesn't need protection. Political speech does. But the left is, they're beyond having a dialogue. They're beyond having debate. We've already seen that. That has gone away. There is no debate anymore. It's their way or the highway. And it's not just tolerate the left, tolerate each other, tolerate our difference of opinions. Nope, that's not good enough. You either agree with them, or you're a bigot, you're a hater, you're a phobe, you're a Nazi. They don't want to have a debate. They don't want to have a dialogue. Because they know they can't defend some of these opinions. A lot of their opinions. They can't defend them. So like children, they act out in anger and violence. It's a sad day, there's no doubt about it, but I think conservatism will come out of this stronger overall. I think that many young people who had first heard about Charlie Kirk, maybe they have seen him speak, they are going to become much more empowered. And people spoke about Charlie Kirk in such a way that this guy, you know, you hate to say it this early on, but at 31... his future was pretty darn good politically, and he very well could have maybe held the highest office in the land. And so these young people now are going to be, not just young people, people of all ages, but really he reached out to the young people. And he was all about civility and dialogue. Mm-hmm. Again, they picked a terrible target. You know? These people who bring truth and bring love, and they're called something else. Like Martin Luther King Jr. spoke of peace and love and treat each other in a better way. if you're going to judge it based on character, not on the color of someone's skin.
We're so far from that.
Well, the DEI thing was really basically a complete reversal of all of that. And if you sat down with anybody, could you get them to truly defend DEI? Especially if you brought up the Martin Luther King thing. Absolutely not. Indefensible, like many of their other positions. So now they're going to rely on the strategy of terrorism. Plain and simple. And you saw it yesterday on display, full display. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a representative from law enforcement coming up at 9:05. Lisa Sicasio from the Lachapa County Sheriff's Office. We are going to talk to her coming up at 9:05 right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top story, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Also, it's the 24th anniversary, 24 years since September 11th. And really, just a double whammy of a sad kind of a day. But it's kind of reset a little bit when news was beginning to spread yesterday. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson took to the floor, and this is what he said.
We just want to make a brief statement here, and I'm going to go and ask my colleagues to join me in a moment of silence for our dear friend Charlie Kirk. We ask everyone to pray for him and his family. I'm just going to state the obvious here. This is detestable what's happened. Political violence has become all too common in American society, and this is not who we are. It violates the core principles of our country, our Judeo-Christian heritage, our civil society, our American way of life, and it must stop. We need every political figure, we need everyone who has a platform to say this loudly and clearly. We can settle disagreements and disputes in a civil manner, and political violence must be called out, and it has to stop. Again, we ask for prayer. I'm going to go lead the chamber here in a moment of silence, and we hope for the best for Charlie.
Yeah, that was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson yesterday, and it's just the tragedy. Look, it's tough finding the words, the proper words for what has taken place here, but I can tell you that free speech is definitely under assault from the left in a violent way. Now that we know. And if you think that all of a sudden the major media outlets are going to change in their political direction, no, you've got another thing coming. There are some signs of some smart stuff going on. Matthew Dowd said something extremely ugly yesterday on MSNBC, and they fired him. Maybe that's a step in the right direction. But again, this is what Charlie Kirk stood for, was free speech, open debate, exchange of ideas. He was a good guy, but the left positioned him as some sort of a hater. And I would probably tell you that 99% of the people who would just say, oh yeah, Charlie Kirk, hater, never read or heard a word he said. Yep. I guarantee you that. He was vilified by the left without any evidence. Sound familiar? Does it sound familiar? Trump's a liar. Yeah. It just, there is definitely a pattern here. And by the way, coming up at 8:46 is when the first plane hit the North Tower 24 years ago today. We've got all this going on. We've got the Charlie Kirk thing. And I also want to get your input. So let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. And I want to talk to Pete. You're on the air.
Good morning. Like a lot of people on September 11th, 2001, I was hungry for news and information. And I used to listen to a comedy radio show in the morning. But anyway, on that day, I started listening to this talk show that I never really paid any attention to. And it was on WSKY in the morning. And that was even before Bob, for you younger people. Bob wasn't here forever. He's joined up after. But anyway, I just want to say that I have learned so much from you, Bob, and the other broadcasters you have on there, and your guests, and the Sky, different programs. And it really has enhanced my life. And that is a legacy that won't be forgotten, at least by the thousands of people that, you know, joined in on September 11th. And I just wanted to say that to everybody that's been around for a long time on WSKY, we thank you, Bob and Greg and everybody for all their hard work, and look forward to many more years ahead.
Well, thank you, Pete. We've always appreciated your input, your opinion. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's nice to get that kind of thing said. And, yeah, it was Greg Knapp who was here before me. I never got to personally meet Greg, but there's some parallels in our life. And, you know, people that know people, there's a connection there for sure. But, yeah, he kind of set the table for me here, and I was able to transition from an Orlando gig that actually was going very, very well. But they couldn't find a spot for me once Hannity became available for syndication. Anyway, the bottom line is I prayed on it and followed the good Lord, and he brought me to Gainesville, and 23 years later, it couldn't have gone any better. I mean, I just was so blessed with a beautiful, wonderful family, three kids that I told them, kids, we're going to be Gators.
Yeah.
Sure, Dad, whatever.
And look at them.
All three graduated University of Florida, and anyway.
You had more degrees from your kids than kids.
That is absolutely true. And so anyway, thanks, Pete. Little walk down memory lane. And it was kind of 9/11 that, in a way, brought me here, because mm-hmm. they thought things are going on in this big national level. To have somebody like a Sean Hannity
right.
on made a lot of sense. Of course, it did.
Mm-hmm.
But then Sky had the wisdom to realize that, yeah, but nationally, yeah, you need to cover those bases, and we do, but we want somebody who lives amongst the people, who can relate to the people every day, driving right. to work, going, hey, man, I drive these same roads. I live in the same area, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have some of the same complaints that you do. And anyway.
But Pete's right. That is one morning we will all remember where we were. If we were, you know, teenager or older probably, and we were young adults, I like to use the word young, we know exactly where we were and what that felt like that morning.
Do you think that there are some young people that have been touched by Charlie Kirk that are going to have a similar feeling as they continue to grow up? Or is his name going to... I believe that he has set up a legacy for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Turning Point USA, very solid, large organization. I think it'll continue on, and I think his name will be, it'll be amplified.
Well, the way you phrased it earlier, you know, there's going to be thousands more of little younger Charlie Kirks. Imagine yourself at college age. This is a guy that you respect. You believe what he has to say. You like his points of free speech. He's an American. He happens to be a Christian. And you're following this guy because you really admire and respect him. And somebody decides to take him away from you. That is going to multiply that impact of what he meant to you. So, yes, while they may have silenced one voice, I think it will be multiplied by many because of that additional impact of now we really do have to stand up for what we believe and that and all of our rights. I think it will.
And to the left, that's just another right wing,
yeah,
radical,
yeah.
MAGA,
mm-hmm.
who is dead now.
Right.
And I've already seen evidence of it come out on social media, blocking, unfriending as much as I can of anybody who has that kind of mindset. Again, you could always disagree with me anytime politically, but when you don't realize the sadness associated with his death, when mm-hmm. you are happy because you disagreed with his speech and you think it's okay, there's something really deeply wrong with you.
Well, let me ask you this, because you touched on two different emotions right there. You've got, on the one side of the coin, we need to be able to talk to the, air quotes here, opposing views, people who are on the other side of the aisle, even if they may be a little radical in their thoughts. And we need to keep those lines of communication open, because Charlie's legacy was to be able to talk. But on that other side of that, what do you think about people who have posted, look, if you find any pleasure today in the death of Charlie Cook, unfriend me, don't speak to me, we're not really friends. If you think there's anything good in that, I don't ever really need to hear from you again.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of my freedom of speech is you don't have to listen to it. That's the whole idea. Mm-hmm. Freedom, just like, you know, people go, ah, you know, there you go, Bob with the God thing again. I mean, God thing again. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry that there's something offensive about that to you, but there are options.
Yeah.
There are options. And those people that have made those complaints generally have stuck with us anyway.
Yeah.
Because they realize there's so much value in this idea of exchanging ideas, of freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is the left doesn't believe in discourse anymore in the public square. They don't believe in debate. They don't want to have a conversation anymore. It's beyond that. And that's on them.
Yeah.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show, First Lady Melania says something that... I'm going to tug at your heartstring a little bit. Not that all this hasn't already. It is 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:51. It was 24 years ago that we were just finding out about the North Tower being struck at 8:46. And then minutes from now at 9:03, that's when everything even snowballs to a greater degree when we hear that a plane struck the South Tower. And from there, the world was watching. And here we are, 24 years later, and people still want to crush our ideas, our values, our freedom. Yesterday, they want to crush our freedom of speech with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. First Lady Melania Trump, obviously mourning the loss of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, who was murdered by a gunman while speaking at Utah Valley University yesterday. Charlie's children, this is what Melania said, listen to this.
Okay.
Charlie's children will be raised with stories instead of memories, photographs instead of laughter, and silence where their father's voice should have echoed. Melania put that on X. And Charlie Kirk loved his kids, and he loved young people in general. He was one of them. He's only 31. And he spoke to one young lady that stands out. Listen to this conversation.
What advice do you have for me as I move into adulthood in order to become a more informed and involved citizen?
Well, first of all, thank you for being here, and I have hope thanks to people like you. How old are you again?
13.
Here's a couple things I want to encourage you to do. Learn something new every single day. And focus on what it means to be a good person and a person of strong character. Aristotle said that courage is the ultimate virtue. Without it, there are no other virtues. If people aren't courageous, you don't have honesty. You don't have justice. You don't have beauty. You don't have wonder. And so at age 13, I want you to commit yourself to a life of courage. Courage is doing the right thing when you don't know how it's going to work out. Courage is committing yourself to the correct course of action, regardless of the cost associated to it.
Wow. Talk about some words of wisdom to a 13-year-old, and she clearly was bright enough to where she was just soaking that up. These are future leaders. And those who had listened to Charlie Kirk and will continue to, our future could be in good hands. But we're fighting a large evil enemy. And I don't use that word evil lightly. It is hard to define what we're experiencing in any other way. It is the purest form of deception, which leads you clearly toward evil. That is the whole essence of it. To be deceived, to leave, walk away, or not listen to a loving God and follow a path that you know is wrong, but somehow you're able to justify it, that whole deception, to be deceived and to follow it, that's what we are seeing today. The violence, the level of violence is incredible. And a lot of this, we have to call it out now. We can't hold back. It is not hate speech when you say, I'm a Christian and I believe in Christian principles and I believe the teachings of Jesus Christ. That is not hate speech. I believe in a sovereign God who loved us so much. He gave up his son. Can you even imagine in your heart? Here's your son. You're going to give him to the nasty, rotten people of the earth and give them another chance. If that's not a loving God, what is? And yes, it started slowly and it seeped in slowly, but the left has become extremely powerful. They have brainwashed so many of our young people. They brainwashed all of us. They've conditioned us. When you talk about somebody with conservative values, they say right wing, but I never hear them say left wing.
No.
Sometimes they'll even use radical, his radical thoughts. Radical. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know who was a radical? Jesus was a radical. Yes. Boy, was he a radical.
He stirred the pot.
But 2,000 years later, we, even if you're not a believer, can still accept the wisdom behind the words and the teachings. The wisdom that's contained in that, even if you aren't truly a person of faith. Why would you fear that word? Why would you fear, if you are not a believer, then it is nothing more than advice. Why would that provoke you to hatred? 9 o'clock stretch right around the corner. We've got a very special guest in the studio from Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Lisa Sicascio is going to be with us coming up. All right, don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.